Shoftim. It's a very interesting mitzvah, Isser, in this week's Parsha. Parachav Pasuk Yitet, the Pasuk says, Ki tatzor al ir yamim rabim. If you are sieging or besieging a city for al ir yamim rabim for many days, so you're going to starve them out or whatever it is you're trying to do, li lachem aleh, in order to fight it or conquer it, li tafsa, to capture it, lo tashchit eitza, you shouldn't destroy its trees, lindoach alav garzin, in order to make a battering ram, ki mimenu tochel, because you eat from them, vo tolde lo techrod, and you shouldn't cut them down, ki adam eitza sadeh lavo mipanecha b'matzor, because man is, this is a cryptic phrase in the pasuk, ki adam eitza sadeh, because man is the tree of the field, Lavomi Panachov Bamatsur, that is going in front of you in the siege. So obviously, with that cryptic phrase, all the Mefarshim are going to have to do what they have to do to explain this pasuk. So, what is this Isser of not cutting down a fruit tree? So says the Netziv, Kimi Menu Tochal, because you eat from it. The Chol Mash Nitzrach Lahana Adam. Mitzvah shalom lashchit ela la'anom mimenu. Whatever was created or is necessary for man's benefit or enjoyment, there's a mitzvah not to destroy it, rather to enjoy it. V'imkeinu nitgal aseh, he says a certain kind of mitzvah. In other words, there's a mitzvah to enjoy those fruit. Okay. So what does that phrase mean? Meaning the reason behind not making a battering ram out of a fruit tree, the pasuk says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. What does that mean? So says the Netziv, Pirish, Delahachi davka etz machal chamor kol kach shalokin alav. This pasuk doesn't say you can't cut down a tree to make a battering ram. That's allowed. That's how you make battering rams. It says you can't cut down a fruit tree. Because a human being is compared allegorically to the tree of the field. Okay, so what is this mashal? What is this nimshal? You'll see this appears a few times in Chumash or in Torah. For example, B'midbar Chavdal and Mem. So he says, our time, it's not just about man and tree, it's specifically in the context of battle and a fruit tree. So now we have to understand what this mashal is. What is this? What is the parable? What is the allegory at play? Perish a mashal, who? Kamosh yesh adam shemishalchim mitzarim chivan v'chashay liot matzor. When you besiege a city, so military strategy isn't that you should just surround the city and wait. They may have supplies, they may not need to get out so much, they may not like it and they want to get out, but they could be prepared. So what really you're going to do isn't just surround the city, you're going to send somebody in secretly, and then you're going to surround the city. And that person is going to agitate everybody surrounded. In order to make everybody in the city that you want to surrender or give up or die, you need somebody, a man on the inside, to help out. In order for us to be able to break in and get in, you need to send somebody in to help you out. How does he do this? He creates controversy inside. Because when they're all united inside, no, we're going to stand, every last man, all together. So then you're never going to break this blockade. But if you cause them to break rank, and now they're inside, and some of them saying, maybe we should join them and be nice to them. No, let's fight. And then there's a whole disagreement. Now with the disagreement, now you'll be able to accomplish your goal. So finally, when the city is open, and you go in and you kill everybody that you were previously besieging, וכי יעלה על הדעת להרוג גם אותם אנשים שבאו מעצור מבני המצעירים ותולד אותם? When you're killing everybody inside, are you also going to kill that man you sent inside in order to help you out on the inside? Obviously, this is rhetorical. No, you're not. He said, Kach eitz ma'achal, so too your fruit trees. They are your man on the inside. Ba'al etawel en mitzirim sheneanim v'peryo b'shashal toshim pri chaya min ha'ilan. You get just like you benefited from that man on the inside, you benefit from the fruit tree, because you'll be able to eat the fruit of the tree. Al kein roi lo kiro. Therefore, you should be makir tov to this fruit tree, and you shouldn't take a fruit tree and destroy it and make a battering ram out of it. Umikan, not just from war, meaning war is just this extreme example. Lamanu gamal shari yitim, even times not of war, even peace times, even not when besieging a city, even in your own home, garden, whatever, you shouldn't be destroying fruit trees. I know I once heard Rav Willig say, I think I heard it from him, maybe I heard it in his name, but he's a Rosh Hashiva in YU, and he said that I don't paskin fruit tree shilas. Why? Because there's an iskur to chop down a fruit tree. Now, there may be ways to chop it down when you need to, you know, Amira l'nachri, you ask a non-Jew to do it when there's a real tzorech, etc. There may be ways of doing it, but they're difficult. But really, when it comes down to it, we're saying is, we learn from this not to chop down fruit trees. She'ilan she'esh bo pri chamur on sho shel kotzetzo yotzer mishar dvarim she'ne'anim mimenu. I get a lot of hana from lots and lots of different foods and items in the world. Not all of them come with malchus. Not all of them come with punishments when I waste them or destroy them. I maybe shouldn't, but not all of them is my punishment, so chamur. So what we have here, that's the end of the Nitziv that we'll read now. What we have here is, there's a mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah that became very popular once it got noticed by the environmental groups. I don't remember, I don't know if you know where you are, but I remember about 7 years ago when we had Birkat HaChama. You remember? When we blessed the sun? So all the environmental groups, oh look, see, even Judaism recognizes the sun and the environment, etc. So I'm not going to deny the possibility that the Torah values not being wasteful and values conserving our resources and values, you know, being nice to animals, not being wasteful, etc. But what I see from this Nitziv is that those groups are missing the point. What is the root of not being wasteful, of conserving our natural resources, of taking care of the environment? What is the root of it, says the Nitziv? It all comes from Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, recognizing the good. You wouldn't kill the man you sent inside to help you out in what you're trying to accomplish in life. You shouldn't be destroying fruit trees. Fruit trees also help you to accomplish whatever you're trying to accomplish in life. And therefore, out of Hakaras HaTov, you shouldn't be wasteful. You shouldn't make a battering ram out of a fruit tree. And says the Nitziv, this is the prototype, or this is the example. But it's learned lisharitim. Not only when you're making a battering ram should we appreciate fruit trees, but we should always appreciate fruit trees. It's not only when you're really in need that we should appreciate the good things that we have. It's always, we always have to constantly be Makir Tov. And as Jews, where we get our name from Yehudim, what is the name of Yehuda? Yehuda was Hapam Ordet Hashem. Now I'm going to thank Hashem. I'm thanking Hashem, you know, the Midrash explains, because she thought she was only going to have 3 kids. Each of the Imahos was going to have 3, and now she got 4. She got more than was coming to her, and now she's thankful. But we're called Yehudim. We're named for this person whose name comes from the word Modem, meaning thanks. Modim anachnu. We thank you, Hashem. So we should really take to heart this idea. Not only we have to be thankful, Hakaras HaTov. but Hakaras HaTov to the point that we even have to be thankful to fruit trees. Even a fruit tree that we didn't necessarily eat from, right? Why would we consider chopping down this fruit tree to make a battering ram? More important to me right now is to knock down this wall and get into the city and kill whoever we're trying to get, our enemy. Conquer them. Maybe I can make a shikul. I'll consider, yes, I like a bunch of apples, or I'd rather win this war. Says the Netziv, understand, this fruit tree is very important. It represents so much more. It represents the whole concept of Hakaras HaTov, a concept so fundamental to us as Jews. We should remember, look to this fruit tree, that it teaches us this value of Lehokiro, Ra'oi Lehokiro. It's Ra'oi and proper to be Makir Tov to that which we get benefit from and not want to destroy it. Shkoyach, Shabbos.